So I know some of you are thinking, Michael forgot to take off his costume from last night, right? Well, if that's the case, tell me who I am. Some of you will know. R. Harold Hips. That's exactly right. R. Harold Hips, pastor, Christian educator, very active in this congregation, whose name was read during All Saints last year, I believe, as he was preparing for his memorial service, giving directions for it. He told me I was going to wear this at his memorial service. He had worn it. He was the only one who had worn it. And for those of you who may not have known him, he was about 5'2". I am 6'3" when I stand up straight. I said, "R, that'll never fit." He said, "You're going to wear it." I'm wearing it. It fits. So on special occasions, we bring it out. And I think All Saints is one of those very appropriate occasions, as we do remember the saints whose names we read earlier in the service. But I know that when we read those names, you were bringing other names to mind, and you were bringing other images to mind of those persons who have been windows into God's love for you. Because after all, that's what a saint is. As Protestants, we believe with St. Paul that all the followers of Jesus are saints. We can all be windows into God for someone. And today we remember those folks who have been windows into God for us. I want to give you three images today. The first is the image of dropping a pebble into a body of water. And the concentric circles keep moving out and out and out. And the first circle is the circle of those names we read today, those who have died, who were members of this congregation, since last All Saints. But then all of those you brought to mind, all of those that you remember as windows into God for you, your saints, that's another concentric circle. And then all those who are members of this congregation who came before us, those we may not ever have had a chance to meet, another concentric circle. And then all of those throughout United Methodism. And then all of those throughout Christendom, circle after circle of saints going outward. And the crazy thing about this body of water is that God's love has no shore. It has no boundary. So the circles literally embrace everyone who has ever lived, because we all bear the image of God inside us. We all have that potential to be a window into God for someone. God's love keeps moving and moving and moving, and it has no boundaries. Thanks be to God. Image number two. This one is taken from the text. St. Paul uses the imagery of foot racing. He uses this here and elsewhere, which is a little strange because in his time, foot racing was a part of the Olympic Games. It was a Roman game, and Romans participated naked, wearing no clothes at all, which meant that good observant Jews would not take part in those races, feeling that it was shameful to be or to look upon someone who wore no clothes, but he still sees it as an appropriate way to describe our movement through life, that we are running a race. So I want to adapt this image just a little bit. Think about a modern foot race. Everyone is there, lined up at the starting line, ready to go. They have on their tank tops, they have on their running shorts, they have on their running shoes. Except for you. Instead, you have on huge, awkward, heavy galoshes. You have on several layers of sweaters and jackets underneath a large overcoat. And you have on a backpack loaded down with all your stuff. How are you going to do in that race, you think? This is the image that Paul is trying to create. All those things that keep us from running the race toward God, all those encumbrances, our sins, he calls them. A sin being anything that keeps us at a distance from God. Anything in our life that slows us down as we approach that love and reflect that love. Now think about taking off that pack and letting that stuff sit by the wayside. Think about taking off those coats and those jackets, those heavy shoes. Think about how free you are once those encumbrances are gone. We can do that because, you see, we follow someone who has already run the race, who has run it and completed it and stands at the sideline saying, "Here, let me hold those things for you." It's Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, as he's called in Hebrews. Our coach, the one who knows what it's like, who has run the race, who went before and is saying, "You don't need that pack, you don't need those coats, you don't need those heavy shoes. Let go of that. Here, give them to me. I'll put them down for you. I'll put them aside for you." After all, after a while, we won't even have the encumbrance of this body, will we? At some point in each of our lives, we remember on All Saints that not only will we put off all these things that we have put around us or society has put around us that might keep us from God, and we will experience that love face to face in a way that we can only dimly imagine now. The body is a gift, but once we put it off, we experience that love in a direct fashion, that in this life we find hard to even begin to imagine. Image number three. The writer talks about a great cloud of witnesses. Cloud in the ancient world being a fairly common metaphor for crowd. After all, you go to a football game, you look at the stadium seating, and what do you see? You don't see individual faces. No, you see a cloud of faces, not really distinguishable one from another. You go to a large music event, and what do you see? A cloud of faces, not the individual faces. I guess that's why they had to invent jumbotrons, right? Sometimes, however, when we churches and other organizations do directories, they give us bonus things. And one thing they do for churches is, and you may have seen this, they give you an image of Jesus, hands out, welcoming, that looks like it's made from mosaic. It's actually a poster, but it could be made from little tiny tiles. And you stand back and you see this beautiful, beautiful image of Jesus. But if you walk up close, you notice that those are not little tiles at all. Those are the photographs of all the people in the congregation who have had their pictures made. And all of those photographs put together, as you look at them, as you stand back at a distance and see them, show you Jesus. Isn't that what we're supposed to be about to start with? So that all of our faces are faces of God. Every saint is a face of God, and all of you are saints. We have particular stories about these saints whose names were read today. We have particular stories about the saints that we carry along with us through life in our hearts. But we also are supposed to be windows into God. We also are supposed to be the faces of God for others. Sometimes I wonder if when people stand back and look at the church, instead of seeing Jesus, they see mud wrestlers wrestling over doctrine. Or they see closed doors trying to keep out people we disagree with or we judge to be somehow insufficient. I wonder what people see when they stand back and look at us as Christians. Because you know what the idea is, right? If indeed all of those concentric circles of God's love go on endlessly, embracing all, if indeed we're willing to take off the stuff that hinders us from approaching God and hand it to Jesus when he says, "Here, let me hold that, let me put that down for you," then when people stand back and take a look at us. You know who they see. They see Jesus. May it be so.